We are going through 16 different passages / verses to tell the story of God, right? The Bible. What God has done, who he is, who we are, and it can be summed up in this. God planted, man uprooted. We talked about that last week. And God regenerates. We're going to talk about that this week a bit. And all the way through the scriptures, all the way through the book of Genesis, you're going to see this be unpacked. And then, I mean, if you're reading along with us, and a friend of mine had said, hey, how do I get those 100 essential verses? We do have a little bookmark. We also have it on the app, and we have it on our website. And that is exciting, and it's actually got us into the book of Joshua today. So, you guys, I've got probably about 10 minutes, but I'm going to probably take more. I want to let you know that the good news is so important to me. The good news is that we were lost, and God said, I know you, I love you, I want you, I'm paying for you. You and I get to receive that, or we don't. God does not have a bunch of robots. That's what we looked at last week, that man decided, I can do it better than God. And that allowed sin and death to enter into the story, which God didn't want for us, but he warned us of. And so I told you I didn't want to land on just bad news, so I gave you a little good news last week. I want to bring you to Genesis 3, and we're going to go 14 through 20. We're going to be looking at what's called the first gospel. Proto-evangelium, which sounds totally like something you'd hear on Harry Potter, but it's not. It's the first gospel. It's the first good news. Here we go. Genesis 3, 14 through 20. The Lord God said to the serpent, and you have to go check that story out if you don't know what I'm talking about with the serpent, but it was the devil inside of this weird, probably beautiful creature. Because you've done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go all the days of your life. You shall eat dust, he says, all the days of your life. I will put enmity, division between you and the woman, between your offspring or seed and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. That's the first gospel. To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband. Another way to look at that is you'll want your husband's heart, and you'll want to rule it. But he shall rule over you. And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Eve sounds like the Hebrew for life giver. So in this, what I just read for you, it's actually good versus bad. Kinda. People talk about yin and yang, where there's like, for there's light and dark, there's life and death, there's good and bad, and they just battle back and forth, and who knows who's gonna win? We know who's going to win. We know that he has already won. And yet in our world, we look around in this world that was supposed to be perfect and wonderful is broken and nasty, and yet you see good still. I want to tell you that not only is this not a back and forth thing only, and not only is it not a yin and yang, there's good news, and I'm going to show it to you one more time. Genesis 3:15. In case you missed it, who's God talking to in this passage? Do you remember? The serpent, the devil. Now look, I believe that he says to the serpent, you don't get to look all smooth anymore. You're going to be like, whatever agreement you made with the devil, you're going to pay for it. You're going down on your belly. But he's talking to the devil and he says, you have children. And so does the woman. Listen, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. A shot to the heel is lame and it hurts. A shot to the head is a kill shot. He's not saying, gosh, it's going to be back and forth. I don't know who's going to win. Good luck. He says, you've got all these things. He curses the serpent and he curses the ground, but he tells the people, you're going to have consequences. And he's like, look, you could be separated from me because I told you you were going to die and you didn't believe me and you did it anyways. But rather than give you that as the final judgment, I want to commute the judgment. But you've got to receive it. You've got to recognize it. You've got to know. And you'll see right here, and this is out of this book that we are at least borrowing from, not every single thing, because I believe that God's word is better than a book, but there's some good words here. This guy, Dr. Chris Bruno, the whole story of the Bible in 16 verses, highly recommend it. It's not super easy to get. My friend is still waiting for his to show up. But in that book, he says, you see all of Genesis 4 through 11. And indeed, the rest of the Bible is really just the outworking of Genesis 3:15. The seed, people who are offspring of the enemy, not little demonic tough guys, but people that believe that doing your thing, your way, is better than doing God's thing, his way. Those who believe God and those who follow God are the offspring of the woman. I don't know if you guys notice this in verse 20, but Adam, after hearing all of this and all the consequences and all the pain, actually believed the good news enough to change his wife's name to Eve. Life giver. You, life is going to come from you. And so back and forth, you see the seed of the enemy and you see the seed of the woman. It's good and bad, you guys. Think about it. Does anybody remember? Can you give me one example of bad that you've seen in Genesis 4 through 11? Just really quick, anybody? Yeah, Cain and Abel. I mean, that's good and bad, right? It was real bad for Abel. Cain got jealous of his brother and killed him. These are the first two kids. Cain following the seed, being the seed of the enemy. Abel being the seed of the woman. Good. He wasn't like this little demon. He was following that teaching. He was following that line of thought. He was following that kingdom to do his own thing. Anybody else? Anything else stand out to you? There's some big stuff we're not going to be reading about. Well, I mean, we read about it technically, but we're not going to be teaching about it. Anybody? Is it Noah and the flood? Yeah, Noah and the flood. That's a big one. You got Enoch a little further back. Got beamed up like Scotty. He didn't even die. That was good. You got Lamech, bad. He killed somebody and was like bragging about it. And it goes so bad, like David said, it gets to how bad the world is that God says, I'm wiping everybody out, but Noah, good seed. Sweet, Noah gets out of the boat after a year plus, right, and builds a vineyard. He becomes like, I mean, he's, I can't even remember, he's 600 something years old and he's got a new job all of a sudden. He began to work the ground. I mean, you can teach an old dog new tricks, apparently. But he grew a vineyard, got the grapes, and then got drunk. And then his son, Ham, sees it and is like, Dad's naked. And there's bad that comes out of that. So much so that they get to the Tower of Babel, and it's all, they were supposed to multiply and tell the world, or create God's kingdom again all over the place. And you know what? They decided to just kind of basically stay in one main area. And they thought they were so cool. They were building this tower that they could reach God. And again, the seed of the enemy wants to be God. The seed of the woman recognizes that God is God and no one else is. And that's good news. But the bad just keeps getting chosen back and forth. And at that point, God says, look, I'm spreading this whole thing out. Now, I'm not in any way a scientist. I'm not a geologist. But I would ask you, because I don't have any time to really unpack this, go and look up Pangaea. And you might know what that is, that there's this supercontinent that broke up. Was God a part of that? I don't think that it happened at the Tower of Babel, but I tend to think that God said, all right, at some point, he said, I'm spreading this whole thing out. He certainly changed their language. Some people think at that point there is now different nationalities. I think God was super creative all the way through it, and there's different faces and colors and all that to begin with. But whatever that argument is, look at it with that seed of the woman and seed of the serpent. And how is all these different back and forth things? But I'm here to tell you, it wasn't just back and forth. God always has a plan, and God is always God. As Dr. Chris Bruno said, God would not let sin have the last word. We'll finish with these passages, you guys. Hebrews 2, 14 through 15. Please join me there. If you don't have it, by the time I get there, you can read it up on the screen. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things. He's talking about Jesus. That through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death. That is the devil. Can anybody tell me if that sounds like yin and yang, or does it sound like somebody wins? He does. And in him we win. But that's the last verse I'll share with you. And he's delivering all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Life sucks, and then you die. And he's like, nope, Jesus, setting people free. Who is this Jesus? All other seeds failed, by the way. Even Enoch, how he got beamed up, he was a human. Jesus was a human, but he's also God. Please join me in Galatians 4, 4 through 5. We read this around Christmas, so Merry Christmas early or late, whatever way you look at it. But more than that, this is how the seed wins. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. All other seeds failed. What I didn't mention to you, and it's in my notes, and you can look at this. Matthew 14, is it 14 or 13? I think it's 14. It's 13. Jesus tells a parable of the tare and the wheat. And tares look like wheat, but they're a weed. And wheat is wheat. The wheat is symbolic of the children of God. The tares is symbolic of the seed or the children of the devil. And they look alike. You and I can know that this good news that we read about all the way back in Genesis 3 that goes all the way to Revelation, where I'm going to read next, is because God doesn't lie, and he's good, and he sets people free if they would be. How many people during COVID and all of its intricacies have been walking away from the faith, have been acting like the world, have looked more like the world than like Jesus. And I'm not picking a side. I'm saying, has it happened more than at any other time in my life? But there's this separation, there's this pain, there's this agony. Jesus comes in the fullness of time when man's nastiness was at its zenith. And then you look around and you're like, nope, I think today it's at its zenith. It's not getting better apart from Jesus. But he brings all of the nations and all of the people that were separated together through his death, through his resurrection. Check this out, Revelation 7, 9 through 10. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Anybody hear that song? We used to sing that. Salvation belongs to our God. He sits on the throne, to his Lamb, the one who died for us, died as us. He's bringing all those nations that were separated at the Tower of Babel because they were following the seed of the enemy. He brings all those that would be saved and be the seed of God together. Indeed, God planted, man uprooted, but God regenerates. The good news is still good news. He still wants you and loves you. He gave us dominion and said rule, but you're going to have to rule over yourself first. And you couldn't, not without me. Anytime we go away from God, we suffer. Will you suffer in Jesus? Yes, you will. But as John talked about, it will be temporary. So as an old man in my life said, and if you're listening, I'm talking about you, Steve Mitchells. You can have short-term joy and long-term pain, or you can have short-term pain and long-term joy. God says it's up to you. If he's calling you, you've heard this, and you believe it. If you're not hearing it, you don't want to hear it, I pray you keep coming. I pray you keep listening, and I pray that your ears and your eyes and your hearts are open. Because it's not good versus bad. Good always wins. Always. Let's pray. Father, so much in such a short amount of time, I just ask, God, that we would hear you, believe you, take you at your word. I pray, God, that we wouldn't keep that to ourselves, that we would share that with people all over. I thank you for the opportunity for us to hear about what you've been doing in and around us. And that was fast. And to talk about what you're doing right now and what you're going to be doing is our hope and our prayer. And we want to try and fund that. And we can't do that without you. And you've just provided. You provided my whole life. You provided during all my friends' lives. God, we love you and we need you. We recognize that by your grace, we get to be your offspring. May we not be the kind of people that say yes, yes, no, no, maybe, maybe. But we would just say straight up, glory belongs to God, our Savior, who sits on the throne. Have your way in us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you. Be strong and courageous. Let it be contagious. I'll see you next week. We'll have a fairly normal schedule next week. Shalom.